Wasting Your Time on Twitter, Sarah Sanders Slams Ocasio-Cortez. By Hannah Blow on July 1, 2019. Former White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders took aim at New York Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. D. over remarks about Ivanka Trump, just days after formally leaving the White House. Phoning it in a talk is wasting your time on Twitter while destroying jobs in NY, the former press secretary tweeted Sunday evening. At real Donald Trump and at Ivanka Trump actually created millions of new jobs and continued to make the U.S. stronger on the global stage, but thank you for reminding Americans every day, sick, why they elected Trump, she continued. The tweet was in response to Ocasio-Cortez's commentary on Ivanka Trump's involvement in her father's administration, particularly at the G20 summit. It may be shocking to some, but being someone's daughter actually isn't a career qualification, Ocasio-Cortez tweeted. It hurts our diplomatic standing when the president phones it in and the world moves on. The U.S. needs our president working the G20, she continued. Bringing a qualified diplomat couldn't hurt either. The conversation quickly descended into a debate of the freshman lawmaker's qualifications. Ocasio-Cortez ultimately posted a lengthy thread expressing pride for her past work as a bartender and accusing Republicans for insulting blue-collar workers. Mentioning Ocasio-Cortez's work history directly insults the capacities and potential of virtually every working person in America. For having experience that's earned, not bought, she argued. President Trump has maintained a strong blue-collar base throughout his presidency and earned the nickname blue-collar billionaire before his political inception. He also reminded thousands of supporters that the forgotten men and women of the U.S. remain his number one priority. That's what it's all about, not about us, it's about you, Trump said during his speech launching his re-election campaign at the Amway Center in June. They tried to erase your vote, erase your legacy of the greatest campaign and the greatest election, probably in the history of our country, and they wanted to deny you the future that you demanded and the future that America deserves, and that now America is getting. Together, we will continue unleashing the power of American enterprise, so every American can know the dignity of work and the pride of the paycheck, he added.